USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final jobs report before the 2022 midterm elections is released on Friday.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. Downside, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Twitter employees are suing the company after new owner Elon Musk went on a firing spree. A report from Bloomberg News says the lawsuit filed in a San Francisco federal court claims Twitter is eliminating workers without enough notice in violation of federal and California law. A new report detailing unidentified flying objects is set to be released any day.
A new defense intelligence report on UFOs is expected to be released in the next few days. The report describes recent incidents of unidentified flying objects and the explanations behind the sightings, including drone flights and weather balloons. The report could reveal if any of the UFOs are advanced spycraft flown by other countries. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
New data from the CDC shows deaths from alcohol use in the United States spiked during the pandemic and killed more than 49,000 people in 2020. The death rate jumped 26% from 2019 to 2020. That's almost the same increase over a year as over the entire decade before. The cause for more than half of those deaths was alcoholic liver disease, with mental and behavioral disorders stemming from alcohol use following. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is now the biggest ever in the game's history. It's now worth $1.6 billion. USA Radio News.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Major fuel companies are sounding the alarm of an upcoming diesel fuel shortage that could soon impact your wallet. The United States is down to a 20 to 25 day supply of diesel fuel. Typically, that number is closer to 35 or 40. Rick Todd is the president and CEO of SC Trucking Association. He tells Fox and Friends First, this isn't a good situation for the trucking industry.
There's no way any company can absorb cost increases like this, and any business that can't pass on their costs isn't going to stay in business for very long. So, and the larger fleets are a little bit better positioned to deal with these kind of conditions, but the smaller fleets, and like 91% of the nation's truck fleet, these companies have six or fewer trucks.
UPS is preparing for the upcoming holiday season by going on a hiring spree. The company is saying it plans to hire at least 60,000 of its 100,000 seasonal workers over the course of one weekend. UPS Brown Friday is being held today with more than 400 in-person and virtual events across the country. UPS says many applicants will leave with a job offer in less than 30 minutes. Former President Trump will be back in Pennsylvania on Saturday. The former president holding a rally at the Arnold Palmer Airport east of Pittsburgh. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.